Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major is with us on this Friday afternoon. It's always possible at some point during this conversation that Major will take a concept that Adam Carter has believed in his entire life and simply lay waste to it and simply put Adam in a corner and looking at the corner and wonder what life is all about. It was first French dip, then it was chocolate milk. We don't know what could happen today. Good to chat with you as always. We were talking about this because we have some breaking news in the state on the Derek Chauvin trial expected to start on Monday. And it's also National Unplug Day. For what we do for a living, it's pretty much impossible for us to do this. But we're in a narrow section of the workforce, right? Are there ever any points as the chief Washington correspondent for CBS and your two podcasts where you ever completely unplugged?
Yeah, and if you go back to my Twitter feed, you could actually see a picture of it. The day the Mueller report was released, I was in the desert of Southern California playing golf at Rams Hill, a place where I will soon be developing the home I will retire to whenever that day comes. It's a very small community, about 2 hours due east and slightly north of San Diego. We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. And I actually posted a picture. Because everyone in Washington was absorbed with every, and legitimately so, paragraph, sentence, footnote in the Mueller report. And I think on that Twitter picture of a tee box looking out to a beautiful, lush fairway at Rams Hill, I might have put something like, this is my deep reading for the day. And on that day, I was completely unplugged, and it is a tandem observation that one of the reasons I want to move to this desert community that has a population currently of about 3,200 is because it will be about as far off the grid as possible, and that's why I want to retire there. So when the day comes, I will get off the grid. Don't think I won't.
When you get off the grid, are we dead to you? Are you going to say, when that phone rings, you look down and say, why in the hell did I ever talk to these guys?
No. See, because you're not part of the grid as I think of it.
Thank you.
The grid is the thing that is part of the necessary. On some days, it's obligatory. On most days, it's vocational, happy work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this work for 35 years. I've lived every dream I ever had. I've actually lived dreams I didn't have as a child in this business. I'm one of the luckiest people in this industry that I know. So, but that's the grid has its demands. The grid has its gravitational force. You are a light, lovely diversion every Friday. I've always told you
Thank
that.
You.
And whether it's politics or chocolate milk or French dip, and I guarantee you, Adam, there will be some day you and I will be utterly and primally aligned, and Chad will be the odd man out. It will come. I don't know when, but it's going to happen.
Not possible. Adam?
How do you feel about the designated hitter?
Inalterably opposed.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew where he was headed there. It's a Padre here. It's a Padre. This is a traditionalist who believes in the game as it was started. Mm-hmm. Adam believes there should be 10 designated hitters.
Stop it. I opposed. all of them just jacked up on roids.
Adam, that's another 0 for 3.
I agree with him. I agree with him. I don't think there is a place for the designated.
Can I ask Adam? Adam?
Yep.
We have a segment, Major.
Okay.
On Tuesday, ask Adam anything.
Ask Adam. Okay. Now, I'm not talking about relish. Do you put pickle spears on a hot dog?
No, I don't like spears. I've got a very unusual pickle deal that I don't like pickles sliced at all. I like small whole pickles. That's the only way I'll eat pickles. If you cut them at all, I'm out.
Wow,
think about that, Major.
It's bizarre.
That is highly unusual.
The exact same.
I admit it. It's strange.
Shaped differently. He's out.
Yeah. That's an anti-cutting fetish. That's weird, man. Just weird.
Exactly. Also, no pickle. Get pickles and celery have no place in a Bloody Mary.
All agreed. Totally agree
Thank you.
With that.
Thank you.
A pickle still can work in a Bloody Mary. When it gets to 7 or 8 things, it's absurd. What? Okay. Major, you first. What are the appropriate accoutrements in a Bloody Mary?
So, first things first, I'm not a big Bloody Mary person unless it's a very spicy tomato juice. If it's just regular, flat tomato juice, I'm not really into it. I'm just like, if it's going to be flat like that, just give me a screwdriver. But if it's really spicy, basically, those are the two things you need. I don't need anything else. I don't need to sit there and munch a bunch of rabbit food. You know, just give me a good.
Adam, you're not going that far, are you? I mean, a naked Bloody Mary.
Maybe an olive, and I don't mind like a little chunk of cheese every once in a while. But I'm with them. The fairly simple and no salt rim. Get rid of the salt rim.
No.
And the best Bloody Mary I've ever had was in Las Vegas, and it had gin in it. And there was some sweetness, hint of sweetness to it, and it was life-altering. So,
what else did you do two hours before you had that drink?
Yeah. Now, I won't send it back if it's got a stalk of celery, but I don't want a lot of other junk in there.
I'm with you on the spice, though, right?
Spicy.
Very spicy.
Bloody Mary. There's got to be stuff, right?
Now, of course, we've all seen the outrageous lengths that this has gone. I mean, there are places where they'll put a cheeseburger on a stick in the damn thing.
Ostentatious, you know? And grotesque.
Don't talk about yourself that way, Adam. I mean, seriously, it's radio. At Herbex, Ken Herbex, the at least for the Twins, legendary local boy.
Absolutely.
Turns good.
Legendary through all the baseballs. Complete legend.
Bloomington. Absolutely. 2 World Series, still is very tied to the Twins. He has a place at Target Field, obviously called Herbex. And as of now, Adam, you correct me if I'm wrong, there's a $20 Bloody Mary and I believe pizza.
Yeah, cold pizza. They stick a
cold pizza. Is it in the Bloody?
Well, it's on a spear that's hanging out of it.
Yeah.
It's
disgusting. See,
and all great baseball players who have places at ballparks, in my opinion, have whatever latitude they want. They can do whatever they want.
Carter, what do you think about that? It's a small list with every organization. It's 5 or 6. It's a handful. They get to do whatever they want because they've brought.
In Baltimore, it's Boog Powell's Barbecue.
Yep.
In Herbex there at Minnesota. In San Diego, it's Randy Jones. You know, first Cy Young pitcher for the Padres.
Yeah.
I think in Kansas City, it's George Brett. You know, whoever the great star is and the beloved member of that community that has a visibility and a connectivity, whatever they put on the menu, that's entirely they have, in my opinion, they got carte blanche.
Carter, what do you think?
That's it's a great examination of which players at each spot get the restaurant, because it's a beloved player. Maybe might right. not have been the best player, but it's the beloved player. I'm trying to think.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I would.
I mean, statistically, Boog Powell's not the greatest Oriole of that era.
Nope.
Good. But not anywhere near the close. He's not Frank Robinson. He's not Brooks Robinson. He's not one of the great Hall of Fame pitchers. He's not even in the Hall of Fame. Shouldn't be. But he's a beloved figure in Baltimore for all and sorts of wonderful reasons.
And his name is Boog. I mean, you can't go wrong with Boog. Right? I mean, you just can't. Yeah. All right, let's pause here. We'll make it brief. We'll take one out, Dan. We'll get to some of the podcasts with Major, because he had two very interesting podcasts this week. I want to talk about both. Major Garrett, kind enough to join us here on WCCO. We continue with our friend Major Garrett. Don't forget, Dr. Michael Osterholm joins us about 1:05 here on CCO. Major has two excellent podcasts. Let's start with the takeout, and let's start with your most recent conversation with the former acting head of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. This is a week where insurrection hearings have continued. And the biggest headliner from this week was the commander of the National Guard in D.C. on January 6th said, from the initial phone call from Capitol Police saying urgently that the Capitol has been breached, that the final okay to send more troops was 3 hours and 19 minutes later, which is stunning and begs for more of an explanation. Tell people what Chad Wolf said to you about the Capitol Police and their interactions.
He said a couple of things. One, that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, was not involved in any of those conversations. And bureaucratically, it would not be. Capitol Police calls the Pentagon, wants reinforcements, National Guard. That's not a Department of Homeland Security thing. But he said, look, there was a lack of planning and a lack of anticipation on the Capitol Police. He said it wasn't an intelligence failure on January 6th. It was an operational failure. Capitol Police, from Chad Wolf's perspective, should have understood that this event at the Ellipse would likely come to the Capitol and would come to the Capitol in large numbers, and that there was enough open source information to suggest that it might get out of hand, and that they should have fortified themselves with more Capitol Police, more Metropolitan Police, and been better prepared. Now, I also said, you know, the 9/11 Commission report said, how did all this happen? One of the biggest and most memorable conclusions was it was a failure of imagination. We just didn't imagine something like 9/11 could happen. And I put January 6th in entirely the same category. We just didn't imagine that could happen. And you can't imagine it until you actually see it. And when you are dumbfounded, as all of us were on January 6th, as we were on 9/11, you are plainly that, dumbfounded. And then you have to start asking yourself, all the things that I never imagined before, and how do I have to plan for them in the future? And he said, look, I understand why the Capitol is still a fortress. I understand why it looks like a green zone, because all of that intelligence, public source available, was chattering around before January 6th, but nobody acted on it in the way we have to act upon it now. He also said something that will, I think, gain the attention of congressional investigators. He said the Department of Homeland Security made a very quick offer of assistance to Capitol Police, which they initially turned down. Ultimately, 100 Secret Service officers came there to fortify the ranks of those trying to retake the Capitol and defend it and create a perimeter. But he said initially they turned it down. That's interesting, because we haven't heard that kind of declaration before.
Nope.
And that's going to be dug in more deeply, along with everybody else. The main takeaway is, and I always say this, Chad, whatever failures of imagination, it was an anti-patriotic crime against America to storm the Capitol on that day, and we should never forget that.
Agree 100%. You also have another podcast, The Debrief. Let's remind people, pre-COVID, the Takeout podcast – A central theme to that was a restaurant, a meal.
Yeah.
The ability for people to relax over a meal and give direct answers. So the debrief now looks at the concept of ghost kitchens. We got about 90 seconds or so. Tell people about ghost kitchens if they're unaware.
Sure. So think of a kitchen that was shut down because of various restrictions or very limited in terms of what it could sell on premises. You've got all this equipment. And there's delivery apps now that people are using in great numbers. 2 or 3 years ago, there were 66 million American delivery app users. There are now 111 million. The revenue streams from delivery apps are enormous. How do you marry these two? You take a part of your kitchen you're not using, you create a new brand, stick it on a delivery app, and let the money flow to you, and you use your kitchen as a ghost, if you will, not because it's your brand for your actual sit-down restaurant. It's a new sub-brand, and you only use delivery apps to move your product. Lots of brick-and-mortar restaurants have used this concept to survive, to create a relatively low-cost, low-labor revenue stream to keep them afloat. It's a fascinating new way not only to cook food, to consume food, but deliver food.
Last thing, I'm going to read you a text that just came in. We love the show. Major Garrett is our favorite guest. We are listening to the show just miles from Rams Hill Golf Course in Southern California. They're ready for you.
Wow. Fantastic.
How about that? Right there. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll talk next week.
We'll talk next Friday.
Major Garrett.
See Adam.
With us. We love having Major on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.